Sorry.
Did you get it?
What, you got beers in there?
Yeah.
All right, we'll grab them.
Like a couple of days.
Hey, why don't you just pause it and save it or something?
Pause it and save it. I don't know how to do that.
You think you're crazy?
Are we going to start losing episodes again?
No.
It's never going to happen. Doug?
Yeah.
What am I? Hope you heard my rip, Canada. What's going on, everyone?
Hello and welcome to the All Rage Mode podcast. This is episode 115. My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
And guess who it is? It's your buddy Danny.
Back from visiting.
Well, welcome to the show. Is that my echo?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's
somebody
scary.
Else laughing at us.
We have a fan.
It's your fucking doppelganger standing over
Holy
there.
Holy shit, that's me.
Imagine you're just standing over there going, ha ha. It's you.
And it's me back at myself. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm out there staring at two guys in a field.
Hill.
There's three guys here.
No, but I'd be over there at that point.
I'm saying it's the same you.
But you're
like
you
you're here, and then it's like it gets fucking. 2001
Space Odyssey. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like you point over at him. What the fuck? And then you're him pointing at you.
Just.
And then you're just him now.
Buddy, I think about that all the time. Like that exact thing. Like whenever I see a Dodge Dakota pulling like my own car, driving on, I'm like, imagine I fucking looked in that car and it was me in the car. And then I look back at the road. And then I look back at the road and I'm driving in the opposite direction. So like it was me.
Fuck, that's terrifying.
With a fucking Dakota in my taillights? Or my rearview mirror?
Christ. I was like,
ah.
Wow.
No,
that's a movie.
You just be like,
that's a sci-fi movie.
And then carry on, towing your fucking boat. That's what would happen. You wouldn't be like, oh, wow.
I'm having deja vu. I think we had this conversation before once. But who cares?
So
Alone's not bad.
Yeah, so we're still in the field.
It's a pretty cool show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what
so, did you tell me about this? Or was it you saying Don't Naked and Afraid, but it's just, it's not.
I thought you were spoiling Alone.
Yeah.
Was it you that told me you said?
No. Anyway, forget it. I don't want to talk about Naked and Alone. I just heard, like, they last fucking 50 days. I'm like, there's no way.
Naked and Afraid.
Oh, yeah. Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
Alone, they're, like, trained to survive out there.
Yeah.
And
50 days.
At the end of episode 8, we're at day, like, 33, and I'm like, that's ridiculous when... You know, we lost half the cast on day 3.
Yeah, everyone was gone.
And then there's just them still just out there. They have no idea. Remember
they said a few times,
I've been living in the woods too long.
Like, everybody could be gone, and I'm still out here.
Is that why you asked me that question of, do they tell the... Or that was you that asked me, do they tell the guy who wins?
Yeah, we were eating dinner tonight, and I'm like, that's the only thing I do not know about this fucking show is... Does the winner know when he's won? Because imagine they didn't tell you.
I don't think so.
So it's a guessing game, but yeah, I've heard nobody mention that yet.
Like, I have. They have.
So no, we'll find out on episode 10.
You only watch 8 and 9. How did everybody mention this yet?
Well, I feel like that'd be something they talk into the.
No, the guys mention.
Into the mic.
They do. They mention that. They're like, I could be the last one out here, or like I could be the first one gone right now. I still don't know.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, actually, so again, on the special, the first, like, 5 people who went home, they all thought they were first.
Yeah.
Especially, like, even the second guy who lasted, what did they say? The guy who called in first, he was only on the island for, like, 16 hours or something.
Yeah.
Like,
why
was,
the fuck would you be gone after 16 hours?
If they dropped him in, like, a bear nest. Like a house, like a territory. Like, the
like,
bear
seriously?
Territory. Yeah. He takes 10 steps into the woods, and there's, like, a turned over tree.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, the bear
yeah, there, it was just fucking like fresh scraps of bear, and then he takes a step back, he looks up in the tree, and there's just bear, bear, bear. And he's like, there's their fucking mom. The camera pans over, it's like a giant fucking bear.
And they're just and then all he's just over like, his tent.
He's like, fuck. It wasn't even a tent. Because he...
Oh, yeah, he didn't make a tent.
It was just a tarp.
Lean sideways.
Yeah, like not even diagonally, like that he's kind of under it.
Oh, wow.
And his fucking night vision thing was just bears, like, smelling at the like the thing or whatever. And his...
He's going, hey, bear!
Yeah. He had a buddy terrified. Axe in one hand and, like, spray in the other. And he's like, hey, bear. And he called, like, fuck. In the night. They picked him up hours later in the morning.
Holy fuck, I need to watch that. That and he sounds was just like, awesome. That's like, why you were hooked off the bat.
Like, you put yourself... Imagine being 16 put in hours. That spot.
That's a long fucking like, time. I called that guy... Bears.
When I watched that the first time, I was like, pussy. I can't believe he's just like... He didn't wake up the next day and was fine.
Buddy, wake up the next day and kill the bear.
I'd wake up the next day and
I'm gonna kill the bear!
All you'd be thinking about was like, I gotta make it back to my family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna be like, I'm killing it tomorrow. I'm getting the fuck out.
Did you click that link I sent you of, it was their inventory requirements?
I didn't read it.
There's a list of like 50 items that they can pick from.
Mm-hmm.
Like sanctioned items. And one of them is a bow and 6 arrows. And a couple of people...
The one guy has a bow and arrow.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't anybody use it?
No, they only have 6 arrows. I imagine they want to make them count, you know?
Oh, you go get it back. That's the
Unless
thing.
Unless you don't get it back.
But they're not shooting at targets and... Well, whatever, yeah. I agree.
Like fish in deep water or anything like we were.
Yeah.
Arrow's just gone.
In the muck. Why can't I find it? All right, TJ, and also another one.
Just shooting them directly into an oak. Just... The thing's 2 inches into a fucking oak tree and like... Trying to pull it off, it just snaps. Oh, sorry, TJ.
Oh, my God, that hurts.
$5.
Never trying to shoot a fish. Trying to shoot it. Standing off the edge of the boat, pulling the bow back, and just it going into the water, and then, like, 3 feet into the muck.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, I missed the fish and the arrows. You can see the bubbles come up, and you're like, that's the spot.
All you see is just a little fluff in the dirt of where it entered, and it's like, just gone.
Oh. Sorry, TJ.
So that happened, right? 16 hours in. Somebody else had, like, a shitty night. It was this American. He didn't have his fucking pistol on him. And he was like, I've never been without my fucking gun. And he's just like, I felt defenseless. And just called the next morning. He called when he woke up the next morning. So there's one and two gone the first day. And then Windsorite. We should spoil it. Windsorite, like, lost his fucking fire steel.
Oh, no.
He just, I guess, like, put it on top of his bag. But it was on top of his bag, and then he finished making the fire after like an hour, went back, grabbed the bag.
And lost it.
Lost it, and then the tide came in, and then the tide came in. So by the time he needed it again, like, it was just fucking gone.
So he's got no fire.
So he's like, actually he said in the special, he's like, if the goal is to just like survive, like there's no way, even if I stayed here the 3 more days that I could without fire, I'm not gonna win. So do I put myself through those 3 days or do I just call it?
Yeah.
So like after like an hour after he lost it, he's like, fuck it. There's no way I'm going to last longer than anybody without a fucking fire steel. And he just called and they picked him up.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even try and hold it
he
out.
He says
like
he
that.
Dug through the sand, but once he committed to the fact that it was gone, he just called. It's like, I'm done.
Yeah, like, I can't do it.
Yeah,
there's no way I can do it.
Could you imagine one night without a fire?
Because everything's
how fucking cold.
Everything's soaking wet too.
Yeah.
Everything is soaked.
Yeah.
And like the guy finally got fire going with this fucking steel, and to try and light it without that thing, like nope, I'm out. Like I can't do anything.
That's true. So bad.
I want to go find that dude. Lives in Windsor.
Really? Hey, yeah. Man, what was it like?
Can I have a beer?
Have a? I got a jibby.
So that's what the special is. It's pretty much all them just describing what they were going through and like talking. Meeting up with each other again. That the guy who drank salt water gained like 40 pounds.
What?
Like between when he left the show and when the special was.
Really?
Yeah, he's big.
In one month?
Yeah. He just was like, he gained a ton of weight like as soon as he went home. I gotta give it to Sam. Fucking guy's cutting some calories.
Yeah, skinny as shit.
I don't know what
you're talking about. He's cool. The young guy, 22.
Oh, yeah.
But,
he's married too, right?
He's married and his girlfriend's pregnant. We mentioned that earlier. Like, the people they select, like, people with pregnant girlfriends, family men, like...
That's insane. Could you imagine leaving as a father?
not into that situation. I mean, I've left, like, the guys who went home after... I mean, I wasn't being attacked by bears. I was just kind of looking for something to eat in Kitchener.
But just kind of walking around looking for a Pizza Hut.
Yeah. So, I mean, no, it wasn't the same situation. No, if we're comparing what my trips out are like and their trips, no, I'm just walking around looking for a Pizza Hut, to be honest.
I go every weekend. You know what it's like looking for a fucking Pizza Hut in Kitchener?
Yeah. The longest I think I've gone is maybe seven days. It's when I had like 3 days of work in Calgary. No. Okay, yeah. I had like 4 days of work in Calgary, and then Roman and I went to Cranbrook, BC.
Pretty
yeah. Yeah. It's the only it's the only time I was gone for more. Because I did a work thing and then a weekend thing. Yeah,
are you saying orc?
Work.
Do a work thing.
I do a work.
You doing this orc thing on the weekends?
That's the longest I've been away.
Yeah, could you imagine being away for, what are they, 38?
Work. Yeah. Orc?
Have you always said work?
No, I was saying work the whole time. I'm sure of it. Are you saying orc? I wonder how long you dwelled on that.
The first time you said orc, I was going...
Orc.
You saying orc? Orc.
I'm not listening to anything.
I'm pretty sure
else
you just said orc. Okay, he's going to say it again. Orc. You're saying orc.
So yeah, Alone's good.
Alone is good.
Other TV, Big Brother, is starting to get a little bit good.
I was thinking it's starting to get a little shit. I hate everyone, except John.
I hate Shelly. I wanted him gone. Her gone.
Him gone, too.
Anyway, yeah, I think it's starting to get okay. Steve is fucking crazy.
Weird crazy? Like, yeah. He talks to the cameras and has nothing to do?
And hates Becky for some reason? Like, yeah, I know we're not getting into, like, who these people are, and I don't think we need to. Anyone who watches Big Brother knows what we're talking about, and that's the only one who gives a shit.
Yeah, Becky's never done shit as far as they've shown. She's never talked to him.
Yeah.
And he hates her.
Absolutely hates her.
And then he didn't get her out. What the fuck was that all about?
What?
Please tell me you watched the last episode.
Who? No, Becky's the head of household.
No one knows what this conversation is.
Did you watch the last
people
episode?
People who watch Big Brother know exactly what we're talking about.
Did you watch the last episode?
Which, what was it?
I think
live eviction. No, I did not.
Double eviction. Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't.
Spoiler alert! Sorry. I
so who gets sent home?
Okay, so it's really crazy.
Well, wait a minute. You know what? Just forget it.
Am I wrong to think that no one listening in the audience knows what the fuck?
No, like, people watch Big Brother.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I'm talking to Joe right
but
now.
But do people
they
watch?
Get to listen in.
Do people watch that?
Yeah.
Big Brother?
It's pretty popular.
Well, it's on like season what?
17.
Yeah, but a lot of people watch The Bachelor and shit.
Listen,
yeah, like
a
season
lot
46.
No. More people watch this. More people I know watch the show than people I than.
No way.
Of all the people I know, the majority of them watch Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother is so much.
You and fucking
I work with
Kyle,
like,
the only
guys
ones who don't
talk to them about Big Brother at work because their wives watch it and they have nothing else to do but sit on the couch.
That's the thing.
Drink
wives
beer
will watch it.
Okay.
Same people who watch Bachelor and Bachelorette.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
But wives
parallels
are still watching it. They're still
don't still compare it with the lesser. It's good. It's not awesome. It's not just like amazing, but it's definitely not.
It's
the
cool
fucking
to look
Bachelor
at it like this way. Like, be there, putting yourself in that position. Like, you're getting you go into a house with complete strangers.
Buddy, they're on day 32.
And you
they're
don't
in there
know
for 3 months.
People, and you're like, it's so much fucking game behind it.
Mad real world.
All they do is talk fucking game.
Well,
talk game?
Have you ever seen have you ever seen After Dark?
What does talk game mean?
Like, they're always
strategize, make deals.
They
like,
make deals and like they go after one person and try and get this person out. It's like it's
they
just
try and get in people's heads.
I thought you had like some new slang. Like, they're trying to make game.
Talk game.
No, they're talking game. Like, they're playing
like,
the game.
About the game.
Yeah. They all they do is talk strategy though.
Oh, fucking True Detective.
Ooh, I haven't seen any of it. I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
I've seen none.
How am I
it
supposed to talk about it?
Just you've been talking.
Like it was good.
Every week you go, it was all right.
So it's all right. That's
well,
the
it's done now. The season's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, it's all right.
Shit, I can't talk about True Detective.
Did the, I heard the ending. The ending didn't.
I didn't like it either. There was some cool shots, like cool, like really good scenes. That one character is like in the woods,
what's
and
the,
there's several like people
the
after him.
Scene?
Share with me like the premise. I don't even know what it's about. I just know that it's the next season of a show that I really liked. I know it's Vince Vaughn, and I know it's Dick Mouth. I hate that guy.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Colin Farrell?
I just don't like him. He's
good.
Fucking goof.
It's got Vince Vaughn and Dick Mouth. I fucking hate that guy.
It's though. You know what? It's not that good.
That's what you keep saying.
You only like it because of how much you like season one. Like, if it wasn't like, True Detective and it was like
police. Yeah.
That's not cops either.
Police. If it was police, no, I wouldn't. It's really weird, actually. I would probably.
Police,
I would hate it, yeah.
So watch it or don't watch it?
I don't know.
I mean, Walking Dead starting. Not Walking Dead, but
Fear the Walking Dead.
Hey, I didn't know it was a prequel. That seems really fucking sweet.
Well, I mean, it's gonna. I feel like it's gonna move a lot quicker.
What?
They're eventually gonna.
Can you lift that up for a second?
They're eventually gonna be on the same timeline. So it's gonna.
What?
Skip a lot of shit.
Movies, yeah. Or games, I don't care. Did anybody watch any movies? I rewatched Oblivion.
I want to see that. I've been hearing all about that movie now.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool sci-fi
movie. It's just been showing
up
in my life.
There's a bad fucking couple scenes, like a couple set pieces that aren't really that good. But it's the guy who did Tron. He's only ever made two movies, Tron, whatever, the new one, and then this. And they're both...
Tron. Really bad.
No. I like the visual, I like the look of it, and that's what this guy does, right? He's like, he was like a special effects guy that turned director. So, I mean, he's got a great understanding of special effects, and it reminded me of fucking Mass Effect. Those drones are the fucking, the eyeball floating mech in, at the end of 2.
Well.
But, anyway, I could see this guy directing a Star Wars movie. I'd be happy to hear his name directing a Star Wars movie. He knows his way around sci-fi.
That's pretty neat.
And Tom Cruise, I'm kind of liking him again. But
I fucking hate Tom Cruise. The older
has
he
anybody
gets,
seen Mission Impossible yet?
No, but it's got a fucking 93 on Rotten
That's
Tomatoes
what I'm
or some
saying,
shit.
Baby,
Rotten Tomatoes is all tomatoes? It's done now.
Stupid.
I feel like Rotten Tomatoes is the worst. There'll be movies that are like the fucking film festival
Metacritic
movies that are
man.
Shit,
Metacritic.
And they'll have 100. They have a score of 100, and they're showing in select theaters.
Birdman was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And Revenant is Birdman.
Oh yeah,
Revenant's gonna be dope.
Revenant is developed by Birdman.
Did I pick that up when you said it the first time?
Developed by the team who makes birds.
What did I say, Darella?
Man,
I think I said Darella.
I'm gonna need that after 2. We're spraying now.
I'm gonna need that Musco.
Skeets are coming.
Brought to you by Musco.
I sprayed it in my mouth last time, but it was the worst.
Yeah, when we were at O'Sable, we were just killing it. Yeah, we couldn't feel our lips.
Like, why can't I taste my food?
Oh!
Oh, yeah, because I sprayed Musco in my mouth.
Musco.
Ow, my fucking legs are broken.
The last time we sat cross-legged for so long on the floor.
My fucking dad orders an entire dump truck full of fucking topsoil.
Did he just spring that upon you? Like, you were over
having
lunch?
Well, he told me...
Like, oh, by the way.
I was there for lunch on Saturday. He's like, I'm getting some dirt. I need, you want to come out, whatever? I'm like, yeah, I could use the exercise. Okay.
Was that him in the picture?
Yeah.
Wow. He's put some pounds on.
Well, he lost a bunch of weight and then just kind of gained it back.
Did he have long hair?
Yeah.
He's
growing his
hair
out now.
Why is he being so cool?
He wants to... He had a nervous breakdown or something on his, 60th birthday.
He's 60.
Well, no, he's 62 now. It's been 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So he just fucking, lost it, overworked, and, new people were coming into the company that, they knew all the new shit, and he was just working his fucking ass off, and we threw him his 60th birthday, surprise party. My stepmom bought him this, huge TV, he's always wanted, a bigger TV.
Yeah.
He just was, not having a good time. And I find out, the next day, he just, couldn't even get out of bed. Because, he was just thinking of work, work, work. Like, on his 60th birthday, his whole family's there. Everyone's having a good time. And he was just, I need to work. I need to be doing work. I should be working right now. In his head. Yeah. He couldn't even get out of bed the next day. So he fucking goes to a doctor. And they're just like, you should, this is, affecting your health. This, the amount of stress that you're taking on. So he took off, like, he was in good standing, so he took off a ridiculous amount of time. Like, I think it was, like, a, must have been, like, 48 weeks or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And so he, like, just fucking collected himself. They went on vacation. I'm pretty sure he started smoking weed. And he fucking came back. He was just happy. Like, he just was all right. He ended up, like, never going back to that job. He's got, like, a smaller job.
Where was he working?
PricewaterhouseCoopers. You know the Oscar, the accounting firm that puts on the Oscars?
No fucking way.
Yeah, he worked for them.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, like, the point of, oh, yeah, so he lost a bunch of weight after that. Then his new job started sending him to, like, Mexico for weeks at a time, and, like, you just eat, like, the per diems they give you, and, like, how hard it is to find healthy food or to stay committed. Like, last time I was on my fucking work trip, like, I ordered and ate a fucking large pizza. I wasn't even hungry. I was like, if I don't get lunch, I've lost the per diem for lunch. I have to, like, I got to go spend it on something. I was like, I'll get a pizza so I can eat it later. And I was just driving, like, just grabbing a piece, eating a piece, grabbing a piece, eating a piece. And just the pizza was, like, gone. I felt like fucking shit.
That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, but, I mean, I went on three work trips in the last, like, 5 weeks.
Awesome
and, like,
story about your fucking dad, by the way. Like, that's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's having a good-ass time.
He's having a great time now.
That sounds fucking great.
Yeah, he's into it. He's pretty close to retirement, so.
He came back as Matt Turner, and he's just fucking.
He's not like a. I think he's tried weed. I don't know if he, like, still does or if he experimented
like
with it.
He's fully.
But no, like,
he went
down
to Jamaica for 2 weeks. He's hooked on pot.
Actually, it was Jamaica that he went to.
See?
But yeah, he started having, talking to my brother about, like, where can I find marijuana? He must have tried it.
Where can I find this marijuana
cigarette? Actually, funny story. He bought me, or he brought me home that the fucking grinder that I have, that little snare
drum. Your dad?
Yeah.
I need one of those. How well do they work?
They work pretty good. Actually, you can get vacationer ones. It's just a wooden, like a, like a bamboo.
That's part of their merch?
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. My listeners like pot. I'm going to sell Busters.
I think everybody knows that guy smokes a ton of weed.
Yeah.
Like the guy from Starting Line.
He endorsed that new Tame Impala. Keep hearing about it. Kyle really wants me to listen to it.
Who endorsed it?
I went on their Facebook and he was like a picture of him fucking smoking weed and like holding the record like new Tame Impala. Movies.
Kyle usually knows music.
Yeah.
Everything he's ever suggested has been that's pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Apart I downloaded some really shitty ones. I think he had a shitty one when we were in London. He's like, guys, put this on, and we teased it.
Jazz?
Oh, no.
We did that with us.
We were driving up to Toronto.
Jazz? I didn't mind that. You had it on the turntable when we
made
coffee.
Jazz is fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys?
It's chaos music.
I like sitting around,
dude.
Drinking coffee.
Don't be judgmental.
How the hell am I supposed to do that?
Just fucking coffee? Chill out, man. Here's a story about a song I wrote. You should sing it note
Jib,
for note.
It'd be fine. If I was Jib doing anything, I could appreciate it. It's just my...
Next time Jess gives you shit for smoking weed, pop a Jib directly in your mouth and then just be like, you know what? I'm not going to argue about it. It's not even a big deal.
Because
you'll be Jibbed. And you'll be like, this is...
You know what, I
probably wouldn't yell. Yeah, I love you, but...
You know, I love you, right?
We're just not on the same page on this particular issue. We differ in opinion, and that's okay. And then there'd be no fight.
Yeah. I put my phone away, said bye. I'm like, I'm not talking.
Your phone's not here?
It's here, but I'm not talking.
Oh. Anyway,
that's
movies.
That's true, you're not talking. Check your phone right now.
There's messages.
Anybody watch any movies?
No.
I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
Half of Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
I rewatched Matrix, and that movie is amazing.
Come on.
Yeah. It is really good.
Right, fucking amazing.
It's not amazing. Were
is
you...
it my next Jib watch?
No, I wasn't Jibbed.
Armageddon.
No.
It's no joke.
Wait. Matrix stands out.
But imagine it Jibbed.
No, it's not...
There was a couple parts I imagined, like Keanu's acting. Oh, I like it. It's really bad.
Is it? I can imagine it's
in some parts. It's really bad, but...
Whoa.
They're bad movies.
No, the first one's good.
No, The Matrix is fucking really good.
I want to rewatch the original Mission Impossible again.
It's not good.
It has to be.
I watched like half of it a couple weeks ago.
Well, then you didn't see the end. That's the whole thing on that. It's like a, it's one.
Ooh, yes, yeah, they all. Socks. They're all alive, and they betrayed him at the end or some shit.
No.
I haven't seen.
That's,
I haven't
not,
seen
that's not what happened.
Two or three.
You haven't seen three?
No.
Wow, three's really good. I prefer it to four, ooh, but
four's
pretty good.
Four's awesome.
Three's good.
Remember
J.J. Abrams, dude?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to watch it. I did watch the beginning of it when that girl, like, she's like, you have 3 seconds to live or something like that.
Yeah.
And her face just goes, yeah. It's like terrifying.
I gotta rewatch them.
Three's on Netflix. I'm gonna watch it tonight.
There's Motivation 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It, that's really good. But
what's that mean?
It's our skate video on Netflix. Oh. With Chris Cole.
That's why I want to dress like him again, because I saw all these clips of
how cool he looks
Circa and
those
Zeros.
People, those people driving on the, yeah, they're driving on the...
on the, yeah, scare road?
On the scare road.
The scary off road? Scary off boulevard?
Who cares? I don't even care if a cop walks up. What are you guys doing? All right, 7.
Yeah, just having
a good time.
As you drinking, not even looking in his face. Just having
a good time, man. He'd probably appreciate it. You know what? That does look like a good time.
What the fuck?
I gotta ask you guys to leave. All right, fair enough.
Sorry,
that's all right.
That was your answer, and you were a cop, and you walked up on three guys. Yes, what they're doing technically is illegal.
Just having a good time.
But that's our point. We're just having a good time. Be like, all right. It does look like a great time. Pour your beers out. Just
well, be honest with me. Would you not want to be doing this right now?
That's what I'm saying.
With your fucking pals. Like, come on.
In a sense, he's like...
When's the last time you saw your best friend?
Started out. Have you guys played any new games?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just talk. I'll be quick.
Well, no.
I played Rocket League.
That's what I played. I haven't talked about it yet.
I played Sound Shapes. I'm trying to replay Limbo.
Really
I played
fun,
Tomb Raider.
I did download Sound Shapes.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
No.
Poor TJ.
Yeah, he wanted it so bad.
$10, didn't you?
It was like the first game.
Did you say he wanted it so bad?
You bought it with his fucking account.
No.
Drunk.
I wasn't talking about that.
Oh.
I was saying...
Oh, he wanted it so bad.
He wanted, like, all of us to be playing it. Like, oh, it's a good game. It's a good game.
Oh, no, it's not, TJ.
I don't know.
TJ, I'll give you $10 if we buy this game right now.
Hey, okay. TJ said, yeah, let's download it. We played it. And he got a lot of value out of it. I think, like, there's, like, speed runs. And he was really into those. That's all.
I remember we made a pretty sweet tune at New Year's.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that sweet. It's definitely saved on his system, so we can figure it back out. fuck, man. There's two trees over there, and every time I think it's two people. It's fucking
freaking out, man.
It is. It's freaking me out.
Okay, anyway.
Remember that guy standing at your driveway? Is that Dan?
No, we thought it was TJ. Dan was there.
Dan was there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Is
that TJ?
I played Rocket League, and it's very fitting that I'm sitting here right now because my entire week
has been soccer field.
Has been a soccer field, and now I'm sitting in a fucking soccer field.
You played that game a lot.
A lot. Probably, like,
TJ's like 15 hours. You're like, look out!
Yeah, I'm probably close to
15 hours.
I played like two or three
Rocket
three
League.
Hours.
Oh fuck.
Two or three hours.
No, and then he said
he
was gonna put 100 hours into fucking No Man's Sky, and you're like, 100 hours.
He said
you're
going to
play that thing for 100 hours? We started talking about No Man's Sky, and like, Chad just goes, you know what the problem with this fucking garbage is? You got a red planet. You got a green planet. You got a blue planet. What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's like, this guy's on 500 something.
500 billion. 500 yeah. bajillion planets. It's like, all they're going to be is red planet, blue planet. And they're just going to mix them up.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that game.
It'll be fun for a couple hours.
We should recap old episodes.
Remember last time on the All Rant? previously.
No, damn, we talked about this.
On the podcast.
Instead of me listening to them, you guys are just recapping the last... That should be an episode. When we don't have a week. Like,
recaps?
Yeah, you guys just...
We'll tell you
recap.
What we talked about in the previous
episode. All it is you Dan. Guys telling me the highlights of the last 10 episodes. That's actually a good idea, whether you guys believe it or not.
Episode 115.
You don't Damn say whether you guys before that. You say believe it or not. Whether you guys believe it or not.
Maybe I should stop this part.
I don't know. We're talking about games. Where you played Rocket League.
Yeah, that game's fucking so good. I love Rocket League.
Fucking so good. I'm not into it. I don't get it.
I don't
it's just
get
fucking
how you're not into
Beetle
it.
Adventure Racing, right? They had a fucking Beetle Soccer.
There's and so this? Like much strategy If me and TJ are playing, and I'm playing against, like, people who are definitely not playing together, we have such a huge advantage.
You're just, like, passing it to each other?
Yeah, like, I'll call out where I'm hitting the ball, like, I'll feed it into the corner, they'll expect me to go to the corner, slowly, and I'll be, like, drilling it off the wall, and I'll line up TJ, and he'll have an open field. Like, just outsmarting stupid fucking kids in this game is so much fun. And then putting skill to that as well, because it's not easy to make the shots.
I don't feel like you can be that good at it.
What?
Because it's just fucking random.
It's not random.
Like, you're going around, you're planning a shot, you're planning a strategy.
Why do I get eight goals in a game and you don't get any? It's
not
random.
You got eight goals once in one game, so fuck off.
I've only played with you one night out of, like, the...
We played, like, three fucking nights.
You played two games. I played for 3 hours. I've played a lot. I have 128 games, 130 games.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I've been playing
it.
Oh
my god, that's a lot. I thought you were going to say hours, though.
Mm-mm. I've got 10. The games are only
128 hours?
The games are 5 minute rounds.
Yeah. You finally made me know.
It's fucking fun, man.
I don't like it.
I love it. I even bought it's a free game, and I bought a DLC pack. I've never in my life done that.
What did you get from it? Is it just skins?
As gay as it is, it's just two cars, which that means
nothing. Are you serious? What did you pay?
Like $3. It's two cars.
You're always so surprised at the costs of things.
$3.
Here we go again. What is
yeah,
the? What did you expect to hear? Like, what is your? It's got to be in this area, but I don't know exactly.
Well, like I thought you were
it's
getting.
It's two cars. It's a bunch of paints.
I thought
a bunch
you were
going to
get a, like, track or something.
You're going to get the track for free because they
when they make it. Is everybody getting it?
Everyone's got it. You already got it.
$3.
It's the one that kind of looks like like Peach's Castle, almost. It's like white and pink in the background.
Okay.
That
coffee
really,
at Starbucks
really
is $3.
Yeah. That was a free map that they released. I imagine originally it was supposed to go in the downloadable content shit, but they had like a shitty release or something and people had a hard time downloading
and
playing, so they gave it for free. I mean, originally the plan was probably to have a map, a couple cars, and a bunch of things for $4 or $3.
Yeah, okay, it's free.
That's
a free game on PS Plus.
And you get new trophies.
Check out my sweet skins. I can't believe you bought skins, though.
Hey, do you have US Netflix?
Who buys skins?
Oh, fuck. Can't go inside your house.
Have you ever bought a skin in your life? Skin DLC?
I know, right?
No.
You know why I bought it? Honestly,
actually, maybe Mass Effect.
Trophies.
You bought skins in Mass Effect?
I'm pretty sure I maxed out how much you could pay for that game. And how much you could play in that game.
You got everything.
I maxed it out. I bought everything.
What?
Every piece of DLC.
Saying he paid actual money to get skins.
Skins. Not a DLC pack, but just literally, like, it's two new cars, which,
like,
it means nothing. Just
yeah,
skins.
Like different armor and different outfits for Shepard.
Yeah, but he paid real money, not credits, inside Mass Effect.
No, he's saying he bought DLC packs.
No, I spent fake money
in the game. I knew what he was talking about.
Oh. No, I mean...
I think you were the only one. I don't even know if I... I think maybe I thought that I had paid money for it, but no, it was
in... Of course I did, in Mass Effect.
It was in the universe. I bought every item.
Oh, uh-huh. Credits.
Yeah. My name's Commander Shepard, and this is the best jib on the Citadel.
Is that a...
He's a terrible, terrible voice protagonist.
He is.
His character's...
It's like a joke. It's
what
like...
What do you mean?
Yeah. You shouldn't react that way, Garrus. Sometimes everyone has their own point of view. That's like the fucking pussy-ass Paragon game.
Have you ever seen the Renegade's actual like, Miranda?
Both y'all niggas.
Did you ever see the actual Miranda? Like the real life Miranda?
No.
Yeah, she's in fucking...
Yeah, like Chuck and
Chuck.
Some shit. Yeah, she's fucking in it. She's blonde.
So you can see it?
Smoke show.
Yeah, she's fine.
Damn.
Have you seen the real Commander Shepard?
Yeah, he looks exact. It's hideous.
Looks exactly like an Xbox 360 like, game.
I gotta see him. Can you pull him up? Who's got that problem? I'd love to see him right now.
You look exactly like an Xbox 360. Like, not just like you look like this character from it. The graphics in his real face look as good as the 360.
Buddy, they do. Anyway.
That's amazing. So Rocket League's fucking sweet.
Anyways, yeah, Rocket League.
It's free. Actually, is it even free anymore?
Yeah, we're still in August.
Okay, yeah. Get August. It. If you don't have it, fucking get it. It's fun.
Oh, shit.
I don't even fucking like soccer. Or really sports, to be honest with you.
There are three.
Yeah,
out of
you
five.
Do.
I like hockey.
You like sports.
I don't like field sports.
I like sports, and I don't care who knows it. Football, tennis, hockey, and golf.
I've played the game enough to give it a 3 out of 5.
Come on, it's free.
Or if you're crazy,
hey,
7 out of 10.
Free doesn't mean good, dude. I'm not going to give it a pass because it's free.
It's fucking good. Chive has been posting about it.
Man, dude. Oh,
shit.
Man, I mean, if Chive's talking about it, there's a lot of people.
What else do they talk about?
They talk about Call of Duty.
Is Call of Duty their favorite game?
No.
No, actually, PGA Tour was their last
one.
They do Let's Plays. I mean, we're pretty much the only video game related fucking anything on the internet that doesn't have Let's Plays. Or fucking...
We're so absent from social media.
Yeah, like, we're old. Like, we're not tapped in. The web page looks like 30-year-olds built a web page. Yeah. Orangeboat.com looks like it was made by fucking 30-year-olds.
People who do podcasts and it's like...
Fucking stupid idiots.
20 years old. They probably have YouTube channels that they daily on. And then they do a podcast. No, we're just like, we're in a field. We're in a field right now, and there's stars out. It's probably 80 degrees. No way. 78 degrees. And then that's the first thing somebody hears. So it's like, what the fuck is this podcast all about?
I think it's pretty fucking funny, man.
We don't even talk about games. Rocket League's pretty good. Yeah, okay. Well, my dad did this, so this happened. And we just have a conversation, and then we go, okay, Rocket League is pretty good. Give it 3 out of 5 stars. Alright, we play the next game. We don't even fucking talk about games. I played this, then you tell the story, then we remember that we played it, and then that's the score.
How do you have
it?
This monologue so perfect right now? That,
what Chivos did you get? I don't know.
I got. Yep. Oh, it's so bad.
Fuck, we aren't riding our bikes home, man. We're walking home.
Yeah, but we can get chips.
Yeah. Man. Why'd you drink that like that?
Because it was.
Do you have monsters still?
I do.
We have a blue? Or is it...
Is it open?
A full, untapped blue for you, Chad.
Yup.
Let me take that, pop it open, and drink it.
I don't want to be responsible to open it because
what
I really
game
just
we
want,
talk
like,
about
one
now?
Sip.
I played some more Limbo.
Take it, pop it open, and drink it.
You played Limbo? I played Limbo? More Limbo,
yeah. Yeah. I was really, excited about getting Platinum, getting all the trophies there.
The one is so hard.
Well, what, like, get it through the whole game in one sitting without dying five
under
times?
2 hours or something and 5 deaths.
I think I could do that.
No,
if I
follow a guide.
If I gave it the Joe Maria treatment, the full-blown, buy everything in the Citadel treatment,
yeah,
Super
why?
Meat Boy.
Buy everything
in the Citadel. There has not been a game that was a Joe game. Like, holy shit, Joe's still playing it. Actually, maybe Rogue Legacy is the last one.
Fucking right. You played like 7,000 hours, right?
7,000 hours.
Yeah.
You really?
I've been playing it for 3 years.
How much hours do you have in it?
What, in Rogue League? He's
blowing the ground.
Sorry. Rogue Legacy?
Rogue game!
In Rogue Legacy? I don't know, man.
Did you crack again? Do you always crack on Rogue?
Rogue? Literally continuing a joke from episode 2. The second episode of our podcast 2.5 years ago. 115 episodes ago. Yeah, almost 3 years ago. And you're like, do you always crack on Rogue? It's been 3 years and you just, as if it was the next thing you said. The joke is just there waiting in your brain. That's why we're so fucking stupid. We have too many jokes just on the ready. Where can I fit this one? Right near the beach.
He did it.
Someone actually asked me what part of Jamaica. Like, usually they tell me, like, oh, where do you live? Right near the beach, you know, like, or in LaSalle. Where in LaSalle? I say right near the beach. This guy asked me, what part of Jamaica? And I was like, right near, I butchered it. Now I'm
you said right near the beach.
Yeah, I said right, yeah, I did the right near the beach. No, and it's fallen on deaf ears multiple times.
Right near the beach. Okay.
Yeah. That's the worst is when you try for a joke and it doesn't work.
Good job, bro.
Our jokes are so fucking
basically
narrow.
I'm not your friend if I can't say a Billy Madison like line and they recognize it. If Billy Madison lines fall on deaf ears, I have nothing to talk to you about.
We all heard it.
I don't even know what I mean.
Sure.
No, I was gonna say. I was gonna say share.
If you don't know Billy Madison lines, then I have nothing to say to you.
Tishav.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Tishav. To shove, fart or dragon. That's got to be a dragon. I'm going to click dragon. Wrong. To shove.
To shove.
That's actually
to shove.
A really good idea.
That's it. I know. God damn it.
See?
I fucking know.
Now you get it.
Now he gets it.
Were you guys jibbed when you thought of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more jib people.
Yeah. Yeah. To shove. You're like, that's got to be an actual dragon.
It's
no,
the
fart in your
the
face.
Slow motion replay.
And the best thing is it
that
too,
makes
like,
it.
Yeah, the slow motion replay as it spells out how you spell it.
It's spot on. You need that though.
Okay, the best
break.
Part is, dude, like that's got to be a fart. You hit fart, it's like right, the same exact thing. The fart, slow motion again. Whether you're right or wrong, you either get the fucking bio of the dragon,
which is pretty neat,
or the fart, three times. Tell me you wouldn't click the next
fart. Fart.
You never
We're not the only people who think fart.
As it spells it out, like it was a fucking fart.
It's normal speed.
And like you
half
get that in your
and
face,
like quarter speed,
50% of the time.
Yeah,
you're like, that's got is that a dragon? Bling! You get the dragon, and then their bio, like, oh cool, I was right. Second time, fart a dragon. You're like fart. Oh sorry, I was supposed to do dragon again. The third time you hit dragon, wrong, and it's just a fart in your face at 1x speed, 1.25, and then 1, and then, or no, at 7.5, or 0.75, and then 0.50, as it spells out the word. I've butchered it. Now I've butchered it.
I think Fart or Dragon should have a splash page before you get into the actual site. Like that thing that TJ said, Fart or Dragon, and then just in brackets, turn your speakers up.
Turn your speakers up
to play this game. A recommended setting.
I wonder if you could like put a program in the what are those
speakers?
Things? What are those things you always agree to? Terms and conditions.
Yeah.
If you could like, if you hit accept, it also the programming will also automatically turn the volume up in your Windows, so you don't even realize. But by clicking OK, by agreeing to the terms and conditions.
fart a dragon. It's a dragon. It's just
Chad. Somebody's squish plant. Squish plant? Like, that's got to be a fart. You click fart? Wrong. Here's the dragon. Squish plant was in fucking Night of the Beholder 3, written by John Holmes. And you're like, oh, and a link to the wiki page.
Why did you reference a porn star?
John Holmes? Yeah. Isn't that Mike Holmes? I don't know who John Holmes is.
John Holmes was like a 70s porn star with a dick like the length of your arm.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh.
You're the only person. Why do you know that?
I don't know.
Yeah, like everyone. Top 5 dicks? Yeah, but Ron Jeremy's like in fucking Orgasmo and on South Park and shit.
He was too somewhere. There's movies about him or something.
Yeah, pornos.
No, for real though. Anyway.
Games.
What was the last game you mentioned? So Joe likes Mass Effect. And then I give it a 3 out of 5.
I played Battlefield 4 a lot.
I can't believe how much you still play.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't been online a lot lately because the kid's been born. and that takes a lot of your fucking time up. But when I am online, you're still fucking playing Battlefield, and it's been like
months. I thought you were off of it, and then you're just posting videos of like, what was that, the 12 string or something like that? Like,
did you watch all of it?
Yeah. Thanks. Because I thought, like, I was waiting.
You asked me, and I was like, no, and
I was waiting for a crazy explosion. You're like, oh, look at this crazy explosion. I just saw a shooting star.
Damn it, man.
Yes!
In the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You saw my reflection.
Yeah, you were talking about,
Tell me more.
I completely forgot what I was talking about.
I wish those fucking lights weren't on. Pieces of shit.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We could actually just go back and listen. Battlefield. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I have no idea what we're talking
about. Game sucks, man. I always am so excited to play with you guys, remembering how much fun I used to have. I have no idea what I'm talking. But when I play it again, it's like, you guys play these particular games, and it's like,
it's not that hardcore is a lot of fun.
Sorry, I got it. So you're posting, check out this crazy explosion. Look at the crazy explosion.
I didn't put that.
And then there was a link, and it was your thing. So I'm waiting for a fucking explosion, and then like, and then someone's like, Joe hasn't seen it. So I fucking Googled it or whatever. Like, can we talk about that fucking explosion?
I posted the explosion, and then I posted my C4 vid. Because I went onto Facebook to share.
Explosion and then C4 vid. So like, there's obviously, like, you're cutting it pretty close. And then I got chirped for not clicking the link.
Craziest, scariest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that explosion was wild. How tall do you think those buildings were? Like, they formed the silhouette in the explosion?
They're
probably,
like, the one was
20 stories, maybe, like, Zan's old building?
The one was a fucking crane.
Yeah.
Right, that thing's building a building. Bottom left of the screen is a fucking crane.
Those things are pretty high.
It's, like, this big on the screen, which is, like, nothing.
That explosion.
Then there's a skyscraper next to it that's probably, what, 30...
Yeah, maybe 30. 30 is like a modest height for a skyscraper.
Like one of the tallest ones in Windsor.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Not that fucking tall, but pretty tall. That thing looks puny. And that explosion was too, like, am I dumb to say, like, to the clouds?
Yeah. Oh, into the fucking stratosphere, man. Like, that thing was just
up.
Yeah. That rolling fire was like a fucking, like a city block.
Independence Day.
Just every one of them.
They tried to say, like...
Yeah. Exactly. It was a wall of flame to the sky. Yeah, like 50 fatalities and hundreds.
Nothing's confirmed, though.
There's so many more than
50. 50 confirmed fatalities?
Incinerated people that will never be found.
Yeah, just dust. They said, like, there's dozens and dozens of people that are missing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they just have not been claimed as... There's so many.
I was thinking about the second explosion.
What the fuck?
Dude, it's white. It was just a white screen.
Was it us talking about the concussive blast? Mm-hmm. No, it was last night. Sorry.
That kills you.
Yeah, the whole screen goes white. So, like, there's the light. The light is hitting you. And then, like, this one guy, the screen goes white. The next thing that happens is the fucking windows just shatter. And then you hear the sound.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, just look at them. They're fucking going to town out there.
They're breeding.
They're all fucking.
They're probably eating something.
They're probably just fucking mating.
Like, there's coyotes animals out there. They're probably doing both. They're probably eating, fucking, partying,
Saturday night.
So, yeah. The fucking, the light comes, like, just a white screen for, like, a good couple seconds. It fades out. All you see is rolling flames, like, the size of fucking,
clouds.
And then the windows just like the windows smash in.
And how far
quicker?
Far
that's the
away.
Concussive wave. And they were like blocks away. Like they were filming it with an iPhone, and like it was totally in
yeah,
my
like
frame.
Yeah, the explosion happened, and then you hear like the explosion.
Like, yeah, but the windows go out, and then the sound catches up, and just exactly. like so like the concussive blast is in between.
Will fuck you up,
buddy. If it broke fucking glass, like that's like
floor to ceiling
it'll
windows,
literally like
blocks and blocks away.
You're done. Your brain is smashed against your skull. You're done.
Yeah. Anyway, now think about that. Watch Independence Day. Because those three motherships, like, they go over the Empire State Building, one other huge fucking building in the White House. And the Empire State Building, you can imagine that fucking massive fucking structure. It just shoots into it, and then the windows just, like, the whole thing is fucking fire.
How bad
and then
does that look?
That fire, it looks crazy. It's almost like campy at this point, but still good. Building after building, just, like,
it was just, they put a firecracker in a model.
Buddy.
And then zoomed in.
Yeah, but those fucking buildings are full of, like, you know, like, 30 floors, X amount, 30 fucking rooms per floor. Like, 900 people in there. Is that 900 or 9,000? No, it's 900. and then just, like, the concussive blast that's going through the entire building is just snapping every fucking spine. Just, like, everyone getting hit with that is just instantly dead.
Ugh. And then the heat.
And I'm thinking.
That fucking heat? For like blocks and blocks and blocks, the heat would be so fucking hot.
Remember the double blasted episode of Radiolab?
Oh.
Yeah.
It talks about the guy who was hit in both nukes that were dropped on Japan.
He's still alive?
Yeah. He lived through it, and he just somehow managed to be on two different sides of Japan and got blown up twice.
Two nuclear bombs. When they're talking about like how it shreds you at the molecular level.
Yeah, like just the flash. The flash alone already goes through you and just tears your DNA apart.
Oh my god. Just
anything that makes you, I guess. Like,
ugh. Yeah, like scar tissue on a molecular level, like just shredding.
That's before the blast even like that's just the light that comes out.
I was looking at a Time magazine. It was like the.
I'm sorry.
The best.
Where was this?
This is gonna come up. It's gonna make sense. There was.
You're at your dentist's office.
No, it was actually on the table at work. But it was the 100 most influential pictures or something of the last century, and it was this one picture of.
That sounds like a good book.
Where it's a lot of cool pictures.
Damn.
I think it was Hiroshima or something. It was. There's like a silhouette of a guy on a staircase, from like when he got hit with a blast from a nuke. And it left his shadow, or just like a black marking. It was like a picture taken, and it was on the cover of Time magazine.
Wow.
Like it's black and white.
Wow.
It's like that's, I don't think it's fucking photoshopped or fake. You know what I mean?
No, they exist all over the place. There's
like,
a couple popular ones.
That's what it fucking does to you. Just like where you were standing, is now got a black fucking.
It's so bright. What is that? Like it's so bright that it.
I have no idea. That's fucking.
Well, I mean, like it's just like you're casting a shadow, and like because it. Hit you and not the building behind you. It left the imprint.
Or is it so bright that it bleaches anything around that or anything that's not?
Yeah, shattered? It does. No, it does bleach everything essentially. Like let's call it bleaches, right? Like just puts the stamp.
Yeah.
But it you got stamped, not the building behind you. So it's like whatever that hits first gets fucking stamped.
Yeah.
And then it leaves a silhouette.
Crazy.
Wow.
Just like sunlight, right? And casting shadows.
That explosion?
You got hit with two fucking nukes and survived. I thought it would do shit to you.
Like, Wolverine survived one, man.
Like, where they've dropped nukes, people have, like, deformed and shit.
Yeah.
Like, are you talking about, like, Chernobyl?
Shit like that.
It wasn't a nuke. That was, like, a nuclear power plant.
No, there was, like, side effects of, like, nuclear bombs. Like, people living in the areas afterwards.
I don't know.
I think that was,
Did you hear the one about, The fucking air balloon missiles, like the air balloon bombs.
That was really good.
So wild. They just discovered, like, if we just put air balloons that coast at that.
So smart.
At 2 miles to 2.5 miles, like.
They
have timed waders, so they lift and fall.
Yeah.
And they just catch, like, the North American, like, front or something like that. Or Atlantic front.
Yeah.
So they can go over the Atlantic Ocean. They just send a fucking hot air, like, a bomb on a balloon into the States. No idea where it's going to land.
people are just hearing explosions all over the country. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah.
Like, who is it?
Anyway, we're talking about Radiolab. Anyone who doesn't listen to Radiolab, listen to Radiolab.
It's true.
You know what happens? Every time I try and pick it back up, I listen to a bad episode. There's, like, good key episodes, but I feel like the week-to-week is not that great.
I have a couple that are good.
Like, there's some that you guys have shown me that are, like, stand out. They're, like...
Yeah, really, they have really good and bad.
Change you.
It's just, yeah, like, just like television, like... Fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, I've just had bad luck when I'm, like, starting to get back in a podcast. I try and go for it, and it's just like, this fucking sucks. I don't know. They're never as good as the ones you guys show me. Because you guys have already listened to them all.
Anybody else play any stupid games?
No, you want to call it?
Yeah.
What other game? Come on, you played games.
I played Battlefield. I talked about this.
And you then we got off. There's not very much gaming news happening right now.
I mean, yeah, there's not.
Exactly.
There's not at all. I mean, there's a lot of...
It's the calm before the storm, man. We got Battlefront. There's a lot of
Destiny shit. Like, Destiny looks dope as fuck.
Do you have...
All the decisions they're making with that. But we
already talked about that. Share with me some of them.
Let me talk about it. I don't want to recap last week's episode. Yeah.
Oh, you did talk about it. I haven't listened to anything. I really got to get caught up with, like... I don't know. I just got tired of seeing shit on IGN about Destiny, like, every week. That whenever I saw anything about Destiny, I already written it off. Mm. So I'm like, Taken King, eh.
Hey, so go to allrangemode.com and leave comments. And we'll hear from you. You'll hear from us next time.
Yeah, we'll read that shit on the air, and then we'll talk about it. And then we'll laugh at you.
Allrangemode.com.
Say your name.
So I'm Joe. Name.
My name's Chad.
And I'm Dan.
Allrangemode out.
Allrangemode.
Cocky little freaks.